Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines in the NBA. Joel Embiid is off the injury report ahead of Wednesday's game against the Hornets. After missing Sunday's matchup against the Pacers due to back soreness, Embiid will be back in action on Wednesday. Across his past five appearances, he's averaging over 35 points and 10 rebounds in over 32 minutes per game. Karl Anthony Towns has been ruled out for Wednesday's game in San Antonio. The 25-year-old hasn't seen the court since January 13th and continues to be sidelined by the NBA's health and safety protocols after testing positive for COVID-19. It's uncertain when Towns will return to action for Minnesota. Magic forward Aaron Gordon was diagnosed with a severe left ankle sprain on Monday and is expected to be sidelined for 4 to 6 weeks. The 25-year-old sustained the injury during Sunday's matchup with the Raptors and will be unavailable for at least the entirety of February. The first half of the season runs through the first week of March, so there's a strong possibility that Gordon doesn't return until after the start of the second half, which has yet to be officially scheduled. James Ennis and Gary Clark could see increased run during the absence for the Magic. Tonight we have a fun 10-game slate on in the NBA. One guard to target for DFS is Emmanuel Quickley of the Knicks facing off against the Chicago Bulls. Quickley logged a season-high 30 minutes when these two teams met on Monday, continuing a recent trend of increased playing time for him. He certainly didn't do anything to earn fewer minutes in their rematch, posting 16 points, 6 rebounds, and 7 assists. With at least 32.7 Yahoo points in 4 of his last 5 games, Quickley is an extremely appealing option. One guard to avoid tonight is Seth Curry. Curry is in a bit of a slump as he's posting a 31.3% field goal rate over his last 4 games. Going back even further, he's scored just 24.1 Yahoo points or fewer in each of his last 6 games. We have plenty of options on the busy slate today, so taking a chance on Curry coming out of his slump seems unnecessary. At the center position, one value guy is Thaddeus Young of the Chicago Bulls. With the absence of Wendell Carter Jr., Young has been a big fantasy value. Young has logged at least 29 minutes in 3 straight games, averaging 12.3 points, 9.3 rebounds, and 9.3 assists and 1 steal. His salary is climbing, but he could still provide excellent value given his recent production. For the complete breakdown, check out Mike Barner's Yahoo DFS Wednesday Picks article on rotowire.com/pod. Tonight's late game is the Sacramento Kings hosting the Boston Celtics. The Celtics have been around 500 all year, which has been due to their personnel, with Kemba Walker missing the first month coming off surgery and Jason Tatum missing 2 weeks due to a COVID outbreak. While both guys just came back recently, Boston lost Marcus Smart on Monday with a leg injury. On the bright side though, Jaylen Brown is coming into a career year, leading the team with 27.1 points per game. As for the Sacramento Kings, they come into this matchup winning 4 of their last 5. That hot stretch was a much needed one too, with the Kings losing 10 of their first 15 games to begin the season. The win on Monday over the New Orleans Pelicans can be credited to De'Aaron Fox. The 23-year-old point guard scored 17 straight points in the fourth quarter of that victory, finishing with a game-high 38 points. These teams played twice last season, with the home team winning both outings by equal 1-point margins. Prior to that, the Celtics won 7 of their previous 8 games over the Kings. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.